VashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to VashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
It's the Benny Randall Show. Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show. 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 It's the Benny Randall Show.
I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall Show. Yeah. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall Show. Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, it's my humble pleasure that you allow me into your hearts and your homes. And you know how you can reach out to me, right? You can go to BennyRandall.com or you can listen to this show and many other powerful podcasts on BashaniRadio.com or download our free app in the App Store for iPhones and Androids. Just type in Bashani Radio app. That's B-S-H-A-N-I Radio app. And it'll pop right up and you can enjoy tons and tons of beautiful shows, all right? It's another wonderful year. We are broadcasting here in New York City. It is 2023, and I tell you, if you like me, you're making it happen. You're not watching it happen. And that's what I want to make sure. And that's why we continue to bring you extraordinary entrepreneurs that are not only making a difference, but they're making an impact. Today is like no other on today's show. But before I get started, this show is sponsored by Vonoy Magazine. You can go to VonoyMag.com. That's VonoyMag.com. They have tons of articles, and it's the printed version of entrepreneurs, and it is doing really big things. So make sure you order your copy, give it delivered right to your doorstep, and you will be, I guarantee you, you will be amazed and you will be grateful that I told you about it, all right? And just tell them how Benny Randall told you about it. On today's show, we have Melody Robinson. Is a chemical engineer, speaker, entrepreneur, and real estate investor who is passionate about helping people of all ages reimagine the business of STEM. She can help you get excited about pursuing a STEM career. She is a native of New Orleans, Louisiana. She attended college at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where she earned her bachelor's degree in chemical engineering with a business minor in manufacturing management. While at Carnegie Mellon, Mellon D. was inducted into the Andrew Carnegie Society for her academic and extracurricular excellence. She went on to receive her master's degree in chemical engineering from Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. During her time at LSU, she completed her master's thesis on environmental remediation project titled An In-Suit CAPTA Design for the Remediation of Petroleum Contaminated Sediment. I'm going to have to ask her to say that again because I'm sure I chopped that up. That lets you know I ain't got no master's degree, okay? I can go on and on about this young lady, but I think the best thing is just to bring her on in here and let her tell you for herself. Melody Robinson, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great today. And that's in situ capping design for remediation. You're close.
Then I tell y'all, I know I chopped it up. That's why I just let me be clear right here. I know I be messing up some words, so let's be very, very clear, okay? There's so many extraordinary things about you, right? You being a beautiful black woman, a chemical engineer. How does that all even happen? Like, you know, do people wake up in the morning and say, I want to be a chemical engineer? Or what happened? Who was your inspiration? I know a little bit about your story, but the people that are listening don't. Who was your inspiration and how you get to this point of being a chemical engineer?
Well, Benny, that's a great question. Because no, I didn't wake up as a kid and say, I want to be a chemical engineer. Because guess what? I didn't even know what a chemical engineer was or what they did. So no, it took time. It took some exposure on my part, some exploration into what I'm interested in. And as a kid, what I knew was that I was interested in math, science, how things worked, how to make things. And so that's what I liked, and that's what I gravitated to when I played and, you know, learned. That's what I was interested in. But it wasn't until I got to high school when I knew I liked chemistry and science, that I was going to major in chemistry in high school. Well, I got accepted into a program called En-ROADS. I applied as a senior in high school and got accepted into En-ROADS. And En-ROADS was a program that matched minority students with internships, summer internships. And in order to be a part of the program, I had to be an engineer. And I had already told the college that I was going to that I wanted to be in the School of Chemistry. So once I found out that I got accepted into the En-ROADS program because I got a stipend, a $2,500 stipend. So at the time, that was a lot for me. I decided to change my major to chemical engineering. So I actually had very little clue about what an engineer actually did and what it was when I decided I'm going to change from chemistry to chemical engineering. So I guess, Benny, to answer your question, I followed my heart. I followed what I liked and what I enjoyed, which was chemistry and science and math. But then that engineering part came in when I got an opportunity to, you know, to try it out and to learn more through an internship program. So that's how I ended up choosing chemical engineering as my major.
That's very powerful. So let me dive a little deeper about some things I do know about your story. When you were a young lady coming up and interested in this field, did you find any barriers? Did you have any teachers that wasn't let me just be very blunt with it. Did you have any people that demonstrated that they may not want you to learn this or not learn that because you may be the only African American in the class?
Right. So, yeah, Benny, I went to a school that was predominantly white. So I was actually the only African-American in my class in elementary school, pretty much throughout elementary school. And yeah, there were obstacles. There were, you know, I had teachers, wonderful teachers, but I also had teachers that maybe didn't believe in me the way that I needed to be believed in. Mm. One example was when I, for school, we had a field trip where we were going to a medical science research science center to learn about medicine and doctors and the medical field. And so I remember being very excited. And I was in about second grade at that time, maybe first grade. I was very excited.
Wow. Hold on for a second. You were in the first grade or second grade, and you actually remember that? I can't even remember what happened last week. Oh, my goodness. This is amazing. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt that, but that's extraordinary. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I do remember this. So yeah, I had a permission slip that we had to turn in, and I remember giving it to my mom. She signed it so I could go. I turned it in, and the teacher my permission slip lost, and I say lost in quotes because I don't know if she really lost it. So when the day came for the field trip, I, you know, thought I was going to be going, but she told me, no, you can't go on the field trip because I lost your permission slip. You must have not brought it in. When
she lost it? Is that what she said?
Well, she said she didn't say she lost it. She just said she didn't have it, I guess. She made it seem like I didn't turn it in. So she's talking about maybe I lost it or, you know, I couldn't find it, but I knew I turned it in. So I didn't get to go on the field trip and get exposed to that, you know, the medical field at that time. But that only made my determination even stronger to want to, you know, continue to learn about STEM science because I liked it.
That's very, very powerful. And you know what I like? You were so young, but yet so determined to make that happen regardless. And I think that's extraordinary that, you know, I believe that all the obstacles that happen in our lives happen for a reason, because anybody could have got deterred based on that little obstacle incident, but you didn't. Do you think it was innate in you that you were not going to let anyone stop you from succeeding in whatever you wanted to do? You think that was just part of who you were?
I don't think that was part of who I am. I know that's part of who I am.
Ooh,
because, you know, that's
yes,
that.
Yes. I apologize. I'm sorry. Yes.
No, like that's that. Fine. That's fine. Because it's true.
I'm sorry. Yeah. We got to give it up for you because she said that I know who
you.
I am. Woo. I like that. Go ahead. Yes. I'm sorry.
Yes. And that's key to being successful in anything that you want to be or do or have or achieve, because there will always be people who are trying to stop you, trying to keep you down, you know, and once again, there'll be the opposite. There'll be people there who are there to support you and help you. And I have a great family. And even at that time, you know, my mom, my dad, my aunts, uncles were all supportive of me throughout my life. So that's how I am where I am. And I just want to say that, you know, obstacles will always be there. Along my journey of becoming a chemical engineer, working in industry, it hasn't been easy. It's been worth it, but it hasn't been easy. There's always been obstacles. You know, there are always the people, the haters, or the people who don't want to see you succeed. But they're always the people who want to see you succeed and who support you, and that's who you have to find.
Mm. Now, speaking to other young ladies that may look like you, who may be interested in going into this industry, what's the starting point? What do people need to start studying, I guess, to go into being a chemical engineer? Mm-hmm. You know, like what are some of the I guess, studies they need to do in order to start focusing their life towards that way, if that's what they're considering?
Right. So if you're considering chemical engineering, or I'll broaden it to any engineering discipline, math and science is key. You have to be interested in math and science. I felt like I took every math class that the college offered in the engineering program. So I'd say for those who are in elementary school, middle school, high school, make sure you're, you know, doing your math classes and learning that in science, and hopefully you're interested in it. That's the starting foundation. And then a curious mindset, a curious attitude, curiosity, wanting to learn how things work, how things are made. That's always helpful as well. Just be curious. So I'd say those are probably the two foundational things that you need. Now, if you want to do or become an engineer, college is a requirement. There are some STEM careers where you don't have to go to college, but for engineering, college is definitely a requirement. So if you're in high school, start looking to apply to colleges that have engineering programs.
And why do you think there's not a lot of women in this particular industry, and let alone, you know, maybe, you know, minorities or Black or African-American mm-hmm. women? Why do you think there's not a lot of them in that particular industry?
That's a good question, and that's something that I work for and work to change. I want to inspire women, minorities, to get into a STEM career, become an engineer. That is one of my life missions, is to get more. So you're right. There are a few. There are more now than when I first started in my career, and there are more now, you know, than they have been in decades past. Places that I've worked were predominantly male in previous decades. So now, thankfully, there are more women in engineering. But why is it like that? I guess culturally, in our American society, you know, I'd say in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, a lot of women stayed home and didn't work and just didn't have the opportunity, weren't allowed into these programs. And so some of that continued. But I'll say for today and now, women can be in engineering careers and do well. So now I think some of the shift is just a shift in mindset. Letting young girls know you can be good at math, you can be good at science, and if you like it, that's even more reason to do that. It can be good, and you can excel and achieve in it. So we just have to change the mindset. And I think a lot of it is the mindset is why we don't have as many women in it as we should have.
Very, very powerful. Let me ask you something. What are the bright points about being a chemical engineer? And exactly, what do you do as a chemical engineer in your day-to-day duties? Like, are you building, you know, products? Are you creating products? Are you going to the moon? What are you actually doing? When I hear chemical engineer, I just think of somebody with a, you know, sitting over a big old pot, just mixing a whole bunch of stuff together, you know, with a big white suit on, covered from head to toe. And, you know, it's like, you know, whatever comes out of this mixture is that's the new best thing. I know that's not it. That's just what I see in my head. Don't worry about what I see in my head, though. But I'm just curious, what does a chemical engineer do on a day-to-day basis?
Good question. So I like your analogy of mixing a pot with a white coat on. Chemical engineers can be in industries. So probably every industry that you have some type of manufacturing or product has a chemical engineer involved. Anything from food to products to explosives. I mean, it could be any of it. But I'll say, just from my experience, basically, it is a lot of problem solving. What we as engineers do in general is take something that's designed in a lab, so it could be a product like a shampoo, and we figure out how to mass produce it. And we do that in plants and factories, those type of places. And so that's really the difference between like the pure science chemistry and chemical engineer. Chemical engineer figures out how to make something on a large scale. And we do that by creating processes, using large pieces of equipment like pumps, motors, distillation columns, big vessels to hold the material. So on a day-to-day basis, though, chemical engineers can do different things. I've worked in processes where I'm actually managing and running a process to create a product. And so we make sure that everything's running smoothly. There's issues, we troubleshoot and figure out what's wrong so that we continue to make the product. And the products have been things from utilities, like water, air, all the way from consumer products like.
So you tell me you guys over there creating air? Is that what
I just
want to know.
Yes,
you guys are over there actually creating air, and my second question, if that is true, how do you create air? I'm just curious.
I should probably say not create air, but refine the air so that it can be used in processes. Air has to have a certain purity to be used in different processes. So yeah. Air is something that we make adjustments to as well.
So you're over there capturing air and making air do things that air don't normally do.
That's one way to put it. That's one way to put it. So that we can put it in our processes, yes.
Wow, I'm learning so much. I didn't know one person can actually capture air, but that is absolutely amazing. Oh, my goodness. So, on a serious note, you're saying that you're capturing air to be used in products that are utilized in our everyday lives. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, well, close. We use different forms of air in a process to make products that we use in our everyday life.
Oh, okay. I got what you're saying. All right. Yeah, I'm not going to ask for your top secret ingredients and stuff, but I'm just curious. You know how that works. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan, you are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Don't stop. Keep it locked. We global, baby. BashaniRadio.com. You better ask somebody. Kaboom.
And we are back. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this is The Benny Randall Show right here on Bashani Radio app. This is sponsored in part by Vinoy Magazine. Make sure you go over to VinoyMag.com and get your subscription or get your copy. My understanding, the new issue will be out on February 1st. So make sure you get your copy, man. It's an extraordinary magazine, if I might say so. Go over to VinoyMag.com. And support those who support us. We are speaking to Melody Robinson. She is a chemical engineer, speaker, entrepreneur, and real estate investor. Yeah, she got like 18 jobs, but don't you worry. She's good in every one of them. So what is the bigger picture of what you do, and how are you inspiring younger ladies to even get interest in this? Do you have a workshop? Do you have a foundation? What are you doing, you know, the physical attributes of it, of inspiring? How are you inspiring the other young ladies and men who might have an interest in this industry?
Yeah, so the bigger picture of what I'm doing is definitely working to inspire women, young women, to get into STEM career fields, engineering like me, but also more broadly, other STEM career fields in the science, technology, engineering, or math, because there is a need for us. And also, many of the companies that these ladies would be able to work for create products for people that look like me, you know, African Americans, minorities, but if our voices aren't in the room, in the conversation, then our voices aren't there to help be part of that team, that creation of products that'll work for us. So that's one of the things that I'm working to do, and that's the bigger picture. Now, how do I do that? Do that by talking to students, going to schools, discussing my career, getting others who work with me to do the same and talk about their career. I've had students come to the plant that I work at and do tours so that they can see the day in the life of a chemical engineer and of working at a plant facility. just to open their eyes so that they can know what engineering was. When I was 18 years old, I didn't really know what it was. And so doing that, going to schools and talking to students and reaching out to young people so that they can know that this is an opportunity. Being in STEM career, being an engineer is an opportunity for them. Because a lot of, young kids, minorities, they just know what they see around them or what they see on TV or on TikTok. And chemical engineering is often not it. But they have no clue how they can have a great salary, a good life, be fulfilled in their job and their work, and make a difference as well by doing this.
What do you like?
So that's how I do it.
What do you like most about being a chemical engineer?
I like the problem solving. I mean, it's fun. That piece of it is fun. So trying to figure out how to make something quicker, cheaper, make a product more pure. That part is fun because it's an unknown. It's something that we're trying to tackle and I'm trying to figure out. So that's the fun part, the problem solving.
That is very, very powerful. And, speaking of this, you have a lot of other things in the pipeline. What have you been doing in real estate investing?
Real estate investing, I've been investing in apartments for people to live in. So that's something that I'm also passionate about. And the great thing about being in STEM and being a chemical engineer is that you can do other things as well and have other passions. You don't have to be just pigeonholed to one thing. And so real estate is something that I've been interested in for a long time. And I've, been investing in some apartment buildings.
That's very, very powerful. Now, what does STEM actually mean? What is the acronym for STEM?
STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And just, I know you didn't ask me this, but some people also add art in there. So that's called STEAM, when you have science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Because that's kind of up and coming now, where people are infusing STEM into art as well. Think digital art, digital media, that type of thing.
Oh, you mean like crypto and stuff like that, where people are going to be selling, not crypto,
not necessarily crypto.
Not crypto. What are these things that the people sell online that are like digital art and you can buy it and it's only for you? What is that called?
I don't remember what it's called, but I know what you're talking about. And it's where they make these photos. They code. It's basically coding. They make photos by coding. And it'll come up to look like a Rembrandt or something like that, another famous art.
Yeah, and they're able to turn back around and sell these things. So it's just amazing what's happening in the world that we live in. And it's amazing that we have people like you that are taking an interest not only in yourself, but you're taking an interest in trying to inspire and have an impact, on people maybe interested in this. And I know that you have a book coming out soon. What is that called?
The book's called Reimagine Success. And it's basically a memoir of my STEM journey.
That's going to be a powerful. So y'all make sure you check it out. So if people want to learn more about you, where can they go to learn more about you?
They can go to my website. It's www.melaniecrystal.com. And that's Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Crystal, K-R-Y-S-T-L-E.com.
That's very, very powerful. And your final words. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, they can also check out my TikTok, Melanie Crystal. It's at Melanie Crystal as well. My Instagram is also Crystal. So
all right. Remember,
well,
that's spelled with a K, not a C, ladies and gentlemen. All
right.
Make sure you check her out. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity that you took time out your busy schedule to come over here to Benny Randall's show. And hopefully if we inspire one young lady or one man to have an interest in STEM, this would be an absolutely amazing idea. And your final words, Melody.
My final words are, you can do it. You can do it. Don't believe the doubters. Don't believe the haters. If I can do it, you can do it. If you're interested in STEM, it won't be easy. But guess what? Anything you try to achieve in life is not easy. It always takes work. So you can do the work, and you can have that STEM career or be an engineer like me.
Gone with your bad self. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for joining us on another Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or go over to my elite site at BRJElite.com. Or you can come here to Bashani Radio and listen to all the more powerful shows every week. We bring you another powerful show with another powerful entrepreneur. And check out the first issue of Vannoy Magazine, because there was a wonderful article about Melody inside that magazine. So you can learn more about her. You can see what you can go over to Vannoy Magazine. It's VannoyMag.com. And get a copy so you can not only hear from her, but you can see what she's been doing and where she's going with this. And it's an extraordinary journey and experience. And we need people like this that share their contribution to the world, because we need more chemical engineers. I can tell you that, that look like us, that sound like us, you know what I mean, and appreciate us, and that in its own right is absolutely important. So until next time, until next week, the same bat channel, I am Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
BashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. BashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more.
Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.